Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video podcast, Joy Equals God Consciousness, the Master Key of Enlightenment, bum, 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 where I reveal the most simple and easy key to achieve a state of God consciousness, a state of connection to God, Source, the universe, all that is, whatever you want to call Great Spirit. And that is, drum roll please, to just be happy, to just be in joy, to focus on things that make you happy, to think about them and talk about them and focus on them. Very simple, very easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So you can now throw out all of those ideas you have about having to do decades of study and research and initiations and prayer and meditation, etc., freaking etc. Just let it all go and start having fun. That's it. Because gods and goddesses just want to have fun. That's all they really want. That's who you are and what we are, and that's what everybody is. And we all just want to have fun. So enjoy my video podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create a happy, abundant lifestyle, the one that you all love, in my videos, podcasts, articles, and books at Zakiron.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. Joy equals God consciousness, the master key of enlightenment. The absolute number one master key of enlightenment. The number one key to instantly connect you to God, Source, the universe, Allah, Buddha, the flying spaghetti monster, or whatever word you like to use to represent divinity, enlightenment, etc., is joy. That's right, not belief, not faith, not laws, not any of that crap. It's just joy and fun. That's right, God is a funster. God is a jokester. If you haven't figured out that yet, just look at life. God loves a party. And God loves to have fun. You won't find God, Source, etc., in shame and guilt or thoughts of sin or unworthy or not good enough or I'm faulty or I'm bad, because God isn't there. God does not look in that direction. God does not see fault. If you're having similarly limited thoughts, it will feel like God has forsaken you, and you are right, because God doesn't go there, girlfriend. God does not focus on what doesn't work and what's not good, etc., etc. God sources joy and excitement and fun and love and inspiration and adventure and creation and unlimited thoughts. Like, I can do anything. Anything is possible. I am amazing. That's where you're going to find God's Source. But God's Source is nowhere to be found if you are playing the game of sin or judgment, or not good enough, or I'm unworthy, or I feel powerless, or I feel helpless, or believing that other people are helpless and powerless, or victims. And when you're playing that limited kind of game, it is guaranteed that you will feel disconnected from God's Source. You will feel bad, it will feel sucky. Because God's Source is only ever focused upon unlimited possibilities and goodness and love and joy and fun and excitement and creation and expansiveness and growth, etc. So if you play that game instead, if you play the unlimited game, if you play the game of joy and fun and honor and respect and appreciation and allowance and excitement and creation and inspiration, then God's Source is right there with you, baby, celebrating every joyful exciting, adventurous minute, and you will feel the presence of God, Source, all that is within you. You will feel God, Source, all around you, and amazing synchronicities will come to you. Fun adventures will come your way. Amazing, wonderful, loving, generous, caring people flow into your life, and money and opportunities flow into your life, and amazing creatures and critters and experiences and delightful adventures and nature comes into your life. If you're playing the game of lack, not enough, and judgment of money and wealth and and wealthy people, then money will not flow your way, because God's Source is not judging money or wealth or wealthy people or anything or anyone in any way. But if you can be open and allowing and inclusive and unlimited, and inclusive of unlimited possibilities about everything, including money and wealth and resources and health and whatever you want, then unlimited wealth will flow your way to be able to do amazing, joyful things with that wealth, or whatever you want. Amazing, unlimited amounts of whatever you want will come to you. You won't find God's Source in boring, dull sermons about fire and brimstone, sin, unworthiness, hell, and damnation. God is nowhere to be found anywhere near any of that crap, because God's Source is never, ever focused in such unjoyful, limited ways. Source never, ever judges anyone or anything. And that would be no fun anyway. God's Source would never judge any aspect of creation, because that would be judging itself. You will only find God in words and thoughts of love and allowance and appreciation. You won't find God's Source in boring, uninspiring, uncreative, unchallenging, life-force-sucking jobs in companies led by greedy, uncaring, despotic CEOs and hideous bosses. You will only find God's Source in businesses that are focused upon providing immense value to their customers and making sure their employees are not just treated well with good working environments and fair pay, but where employees are encouraged to express their creativity. Because we are creators, and creating new inspiring things is fun as what and why we are here on planet Earth. And we are most fulfilled when we are creating something new, and we are enthusiastic and excited about what we are creating. The root word of enthusiasm is Theo, which means God or divinity. And when you are enthusiastic, when you are in theoism, you are in God-like consciousness. So what is the number one thing that everyone wants? No, it is not money. No, it is not love. No, it is not even a relationship. Yes, those are certainly top wonderful things on everyone's list, but the number one thing that everybody wants is just to feel good, to be happy, to be in joy, to be excited. Why? Because it feels good to feel good. It feels good to be happy. It feels good to be excited. And if we want to get philosophical about it, we want to feel good, because feeling good is feeling God. Feeling, it feels like, you know, the vibration of love and excitement and creation and etc., etc. Feeling bad, that's because you're pinching yourself off from God's Source. Feel good, that's because you're in tune with God's Source. You're in tune with your own Source. So all the books and sermons and seminars and monasteries and preaching that it takes decades of meditation and dedication and study and sacrifice and lifetimes and belief and faith, etc., etc., is all complete malarkey. It's all complete male bovine excrement, aka bullshit. In fact, you don't need to learn anything. You don't have to have faith in anything. You don't have to become a master of meditation. You don't have to go anywhere or believe anything. All you have to do to become instantly enlightened, in tune with God, instantly connected to Source, God, all that is have fun. Be in joy. All you have to do is feel good. Be excited. All you have to do is think about things that make you feel good. All you have to do is talk about things that make you feel good. All you have to do is do things that make you feel good. That's it. And every time you are doing that, you are instantly enlightened. You are instantly saved. You are instantly born again. But just being in joy, you are in God consciousness. You are saved. Just by being enthusiastic, you are in God's Source, all that is God, Goddess consciousness. So, don't believe the crap a doodle do that you have to do anything or believe anything, etc., etc., to be connected to God. All you have to do is do whatever is necessary to feel good. What a relief. Yay. What is the key to enlightenment? Just feel good. Be happy. Be in joy. Have fun. Yay! Or to use classical Christian terminology, what is the key to saving your soul and getting your getting you past those pearly gates and get past that big old bouncer and make sure you're on that list and get into heaven? Well, it's not bloody faith or belief. It's not prove your worth. Nay, niet, nada. It's being in joy. It's having fun. It's being enthusiastic. It's being in theoism. Enthusiasm. Be in God consciousness by having fun. Be in love consciousness by having fun. That's it. Very simple, very easy. Boys and girls just want to have fun. Gods and goddesses just want to have fun. That's all they really want. Gods and goddesses just want to have fun. So, go out there and have as much fun as you possibly can. And more fun. The more fun you have, the more enlightened you will become. The more fun you have, the more spiritually saved you will be. The more fun you have, the more you will be in God-like consciousness. And instead of waiting until you croak to go to heaven, you can be in heaven every single moment of your life. Now, because you have been trained to believe that being in God consciousness is complicated, you may need a little bit of support to help you get back on track to ease and grace, to get you on track to your natural, joyful, and prosperous state. And I am very happy to offer you my joyfully enlightened services to get you back on track, back to your natural, joyful, fun state by offering you a free, joyful, and alignment session. Just go to freesession.info and schedule a convenient time that fits into your schedule and mine. And I look forward to meeting you, and I look forward to working and playing with you, especially the playing part. And I look forward to helping you make your dreams come true. All right, so that's freesession.info. There'll be a link in this post. I hope you enjoyed this video podcast. If you got something from this, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. And come visit me at zakiron.com for tons of more self-empowering videos and podcasts and articles and books and products, coaching and support to help you become a conscious, deliberate, creative reality to create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, freedom, and joy and adventure that you desire. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!